This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new report shows Colorado hospitals face tough financial conditions and the potential for closures for some rural facilities. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform found six in the state at immediate risk of closure, meaning their losses exceed their available assets, without specifically naming them. Here's the group CEO, Harold Miller.
Those are the ones that have been losing money on patient services. They've been losing money overall, meaning they don't have any other source of money adequate to be able to offset their losses on patient services.
The state's hospital association disputes that any of the state's facilities are in imminent danger of closing. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Grand Junction, the number of citations police issued for camping in public spaces nearly doubled earlier this summer. CPR's Western Slope reporter Sina Sieg has more.
Grand Junction police issued 25 tickets in July for camping or sleeping in public areas, up from 13 citations in June. The department says the increase is unrelated to the recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that cities can ban people from sleeping in public spaces. Grand Junction has seen a large increase in unhoused residents in recent years, and it worked with a nonprofit earlier this year to open a resource center for the unhoused community. On average, it serves more than 100 people a day. In Grand Junction, I'm Sina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says his next political campaign will be his last. The first-time senator is up for re-election in 2026, and talking to Punch Bowl News at the Democratic National Convention, Hickenlooper said he wants to limit himself to two Senate terms. Hickenlooper is 72. He was elected to the Senate in 2020 after serving as Colorado's governor and the mayor of Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.